Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announces his resignation.
I know that there will be many people who are relieved and perhaps quite a few who will also be disappointed. And I want you to know how sad I am to be giving up the best job in the world. But them's the breaks.
He faces accusations that he elevated a conservative member of parliament to a top job, even though he was aware of sexual misconduct allegations. New research shows those who practice intermittent fasting have reduced the risk of severe COVID-19 complications. When doctors analyzed conditions of COVID-19 patients who fasted and those who didn't, researchers say periodic fasting has shown improved cardiovascular health benefits. That improved condition helped patients avoid complications if they got sick. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Donations continue to pour in for the 2-year-old boy whose parents were killed in the Highland Park shooting. A GoFundMe page has raised more than $2.8 million for Aiden McCarthy. His parents died after they were shot by a gunman during the 4th of July parade in the northern suburb. Aiden's grandfather saying the 2-year-old survived because his father shielded him with his body. The FBI director and head of the UK intelligence agency, MI5, warned that Beijing is attempting to shield their economy from sanctions that could be imposed if China invades Taiwan. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Wall says he's concerned about the part of the report that warns of Chinese hackers or spies targeting businesses.
No issue with the Chinese people or with Chinese businesses, but they have no choice. They are told and directed by the Chinese Communist Party to steal your sensitive technology, your proprietary systems and processes.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
An inner-city pastor is fed up with the violence in his neighborhood.
A pastor from Chicago's South Side called for justice in his violence-ridden community after support from politicians poured into the nearby suburb of Highland Park following the July 4th mass shooting. TJ Grooms spoke to Fox News.
Me hearing about somebody getting shot is like a person hearing about a kid breaking an arm or falling off a bike. So this area is that bad.
Shootings in Chicago raged over the long holiday weekend, killing at least 10 and leaving 62 injured. 2021 marked the city's deadliest year in a quarter century. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
An explosion has forced the demolition of Georgia guideposts. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says there was a blast Wednesday that weakened the landmark, which is sometimes called America's Stonehenge because of its mysterious origins. The Elberton Granite Association was responsible for some maintenance of the monument, and the group's vice president, Chris Kubas, says he'll miss it.
You know, here we are several thousand years later, and Stonehenge is still standing. Imagine if it had writing on it, and you could read what the people of that time thought was important and wanted to leave for future generations. That's what the guide stones were.
The granite monument weighed about 42,000 pounds. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got DeRoy Murdoch, yes, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, the one and only. Hey, DeRoy, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, how are you? Good to talk to you.
Hey, I'm doing great. I hope you had a great 4th of July celebration.
Beautiful time, yep. I was up in Connecticut with some friends. We had this prediction of storms and 60-mile-per-hour winds and rain. We didn't get a drop of rain. We had a beautiful breeze. The weather cleared and humidity dropped, and it was like a beautiful day in Santa Barbara on the on Long Island Sound. Couldn't have been nicer.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Well, awesome. Well, I want to talk to you right off the bat about what the governor of New York did in signing a law banning guns in many public places in New York. Too bad the criminals don't pay attention to those laws, right?
I'm sure the criminals will be checking with their attorneys and making sure that all of their actions follow all local, state, and federal laws and regulations and guidelines. I'm confident of that, aren't you, Bill?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, Governor Hochul gave me this sense of confidence and peace that all would be well. I mean, and she suggested quoting some stats. I don't know where she got the stats, because, you know, our good friend Dr. John Lott, who has, you know, invested, you know, decades of research on all this and has the stats down, you know, clearly refutes anything that she said that, you know, restricting gun use had a direct effect on the illegal use of guns. And of course, the empirical evidence, you know, speaks loudly in our face after every weekend, you know, the body count that comes out of Chicago, for example.
No, this is very true. And in fact, speaking of statistics, someone at a press conference asked Governor Hochul if she has any numbers to back up all her various assertions behind this policy. She said, oh, I don't need numbers. So she's operating not on the basis of facts, or evidence, or statistics. It's merely on the basis of, I guess, at best, her intuition and also her authoritarian impulses. Mm-hmm. And I really like this idea that the Supreme Court recognizes a freedom and a right that the American people have. And then the state of New York then goes ahead and says, well, you can practice that right, but you can't have it here, can't have it there, can't have it there, can't have it there. So pretty much there's no physical place where you can practice that right, I guess, other than maybe under your own bed in your home. I mean, I guess maybe
exactly.
that right applies there. Imagine if free speech said, well, you can say whatever you want inside your apartment, but you can't say it within 1,000 feet of a church, 500 feet of a school, 350 feet of a post office, 1,000 feet from a fire station. Pretty soon you find there's nowhere left in New York State other
exactly.
than maybe a wide open field somewhere where you can practice your free speech. I think people would not put up with that kind of a law, so they shouldn't put up with a law like the one on guns that you just described.
Well, and what they're going to do in the meantime is they're putting at risk the citizens of New York. I mean, bars, theaters, stadiums, museums, casinos, polling places, parks, mass transit. These are now becoming killing zones. They will become killing zones because the evil ones out there, the ones that tote guns, that don't, follow the rules, because that's why they're criminals, because they don't follow the rules, right? And they're going to put the rest of us at risk.
I think that's correct. And the thing is that I've said to people, but people like to use the expression that when you have armed criminals and unarmed citizens, the citizens are like sitting ducks. Well, the difference is sitting ducks can fly. Sitting ducks right. have wings. Sitting ducks hear gunfire. They take to the skies, and many of them escape and live to fight another day. If you're a human being and you hear gunfire on the subway or in a post office or supermarket, whatever it might be, unfortunately, we Americans, some human beings don't have wings, and so we stay on the ground, and a lot of us absorb bullets and get killed. And that's where people like Kathy Hochul have left us. It is very often impossible for the police to get to where the danger is quickly enough mm-hmm. to prevent as many lives as we'd like. And so people need to be able to defend themselves. So we saw in that that school in Texas, those
exactly.
kids were, and teachers were in that school for, what was it, close to an hour before the police actually got inside and were able to stop that gunman. And so for an hour, this person just had, this killer had free rein to pick off, I believe it was several dozen people who are now dead. Mm-hmm. And they yes. weren't able to fight back. They weren't able to defend themselves. They're just able to sit there and absorb the incoming hot lead and then drop dead and be buried a few days later. The reason we have a Second Amendment is in large part to defend ourselves from criminals and also defend ourselves from government tyranny. And people like Kathy Hochul don't like the idea of armed citizens either defending ourselves or, for that matter, providing the resistance against an autocratic state, which is one of the main reasons, and actually the key reason, we have mm-hmm. a Second Amendment. And this is something that people like Kathy Hochul and other big government leftists do not like. They don't want to have that potential resistance against their ideas, policies, and their naked power grabs.
And so ironic that here it is. She signs this into law 2 days before we celebrate the Declaration of Independence, our freedom that was codified. And when you read the Declaration of Independence, I mean, it really challenges the attack on our freedoms that Governor Hochul and others, you know, including Joe Biden, who also announced just to get us ready, you know, for 4th of July celebration, something that we should, you know, get excited about with illuminations and all those things that our second president had talked about when he wrote a letter to his wife and how we would celebrate the 4th of July. Joe Biden announced to, you know, to America and the world that, you know, get ready. We've got this new liberal world order. You know, so don't fight it. It is here and you're going to like it, right?
Yes, and take your new liberal world order and you will like it, exactly. Same Biden who banned fireworks at many federal facilities, including Mount Rushmore. So I think goes along with forgetting about the U.S. troops at Normandy, who stormed Normandy and began the fight against Adolf Hitler on the European continent on January 6th. June 6th. On June 6th, they forgot to commemorate that until about 9 or 10 at night. Somebody thought, oops, we better get something out before the end of the day, and they did. So this is all of a piece. Joe Biden is a far leftist. He is a socialist. He's probably even a neo-Marxist. And all of these things are part of his effort to transform America fundamentally and turn this country into something we don't recognize. And I think he largely has. I think in 18 months, we have a country with a much bigger, much more aggressive, much more hostile and vicious government. We've got empty store shelves. We have baby formula shortage. We now have a tampon shortage. Sky-high gas prices, thankfully coming down a little bit over the last couple of weeks. The worst inflation in 40 years. I mean, this is not the country he adopted, or inherited, less than 18 months ago.
Exactly. The incredible damage that he has done to the country at large, the people individually, the compromise on our own safety and national security with open borders that are running amok. I mean, I think, DeRoy, that's got to be one of the worst jobs you could have right now, is being a border agent.
This is a job in which you are not given the tools you need to do your job. You are dissed. You are attacked. You may recall those Border Patrol agents who were on the southern border in Texas, right on the Rio Grande, and they were on horseback and basically trying to get
yes.
a group of Haitians
mm-hmm.
to go back across the Rio Grande, and they're using their stirrups to get the horses to in position, which is how you handle a horse. Mm-hmm. And of course, this was described as, oh, they're whipping the Haitians, and it's just like slavery all over again, and it's just like living in the antebellum South, and on. And the Inspector General of the Department of Health and DHS Homeland Security, I should say, said, nope, they did nothing wrong. They were following procedures. They were using these stirrups against the horses, not against the Haitians. There's nothing to investigate here. And Biden said, well, let's punish them anyway. Let's hit them with administrative punishments for something they never did.
Got to go to break. Got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Tide Ministry in the Middle East is gearing up to launch a new Arabic children's television show as the ministry strives to bring the gospel to everyone in their own language. Many children in rural parts of the region don't know the truth about who Jesus is and what he's done for them. Through this Arabic TV show, these children who have never heard the good news will now be able to learn through video Sunday school lessons right there in their own homes. While our ministry first started with radio broadcasting, it's vital to come up with alternative solutions like television programming that will deliver God's message to the children wherever they are and invite them to accept Jesus as their personal Savior. To learn how you can pray for and encourage children throughout the Middle East as they learn about and experience the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Minutes after the top of the hour, as promised, Roy Murdoch continues with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online and founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership. Well, the January 6th, real quick, just your summary impression of, this faux trial that continues without due process. I think the interest level is now down to about 10%, but even Liz Cheney and Kinchinger have joined with Adam paradigm shift, and they're just promising, you know, greater things yet to come. And for sure, Donald Trump is going to be, you know, if not incarcerated, maybe even electrocuted. I don't know. It's out of control.
Exactly. Yeah, this thing is going on and on in a fashion unlike other previous hearings, the Watergate hearings, Iran-Contra hearings, or hearings about Russian collusion, whatever, impeachment hearings. You always, in each of those instances, have one side saying the president did X, Y, Z, and the other side saying, no, he didn't, or here's why he did it, or here's the defense, or here's the context, here's the rationale. And in this case, what you've got is an entire group of Trump haters lining up and attacking President Trump for the activities of January 6th, and there's nobody there to push back. There's nobody there even to ask questions. There's nobody even there to try to clarify things. It's a complete Joseph Stalin-style kangaroo court, a complete star chamber, something out of the novels of Franz Kafka. And despite all of that, despite them having the deck completely stacked on their side and against Trump, I have yet to hear anybody say he violated this law, he broke this statute. Nobody says anything other than, oh, he put some pressure on politicians. Oh, my God, the President of the United States is putting pressure on politicians. Can you believe that, Bill?
That's just amazing. Or they ask for a pardon.
Oh, my God, and some members of Congress talked about pardons. What? Members of Congress talked to the President of the United States about pardons? Can you believe it? And then they've said, well, you know, they had a feeling that things might get out of control. Trump knew things might get out of control. Well, he did, which is why he authorized 20,000 National Guard troops to be on the streets of Washington, D.C. He authorized them before January 6th, so things would stay calm and peaceful that day. Well, guess what? Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat House Speaker, and Muriel Bowser, the Democrat Mayor of Washington, D.C., said, no thanks, we don't want National Guard. We don't need that involvement, so back off. The National Guard can't get involved unless the local authorities want them there. And so they stood down, and guess what? We got the January 6th riots. Donald J. Trump tried to stop the riots. He tried to keep the thing peaceful. He said to his supporters on the mall, go forward peacefully and patriotically and express your views, which is they're perfectly welcome to do under the First Amendment. And then they went forward to Capitol Hill. Some of them got out of control, broke the windows, broke the doors, and you saw what the mayhem was that followed. But there was no involvement on the part of President Trump. He tried to tell people to be peaceful and, again, tried to deploy 20,000 National Guard troops to keep things calm, and the Democrats were the ones who stepped down and kept the National Guard from doing their jobs. None of that is coming out in this kangaroo court because they don't want any of this out. You're getting a one-sided presentation. It's one of the most unfair and appalling things I've ever seen unfold on Capitol Hill.
Why are they so afraid of Donald Trump?
I think if they thought he were a weakling with no chance of getting reelected, they just let him stay in Florida and you know, work on his tan. I think they fear he's going to run for election. If he does, I think they fear he could win, especially if he runs against Biden. I think if he runs against Biden, Biden will be crushed. If he runs against someone else, it might be more of a challenge. But I think they're trying to cripple him politically. So he doesn't run for re-election in 2024. And they're also trying to put a nice big smear against the 74 million of us who voted for Donald J. Trump and make us all look like a bunch of terrorists or traitors or treasonous people or something of the sort. It's just the most naked type of a political smear job I've seen. And again, even during impeachment and even in other instances of this sort, the other side, whether it's the other side with the Democrats, the other side of the Republicans, have been able to present a response to these sorts of charges. In this case, there is no response. It's charge after charge after charge with no opportunity for President Trump and his side to offer even a syllable in his defense.
Exactly. Well, the establishment doesn't want somebody from the outside moving their cheese. Donald Trump came in and rightfully so addressed critical issues like the open border. We celebrated the fact that we were going to have a genuine chief executive officer in charge of the government. And look what he did in short order, leading us to energy independence, securing our border, peace in the Middle East. I mean, we had four Arab nations right there at the peace table with Israel. I mean, we were winning at every turn. Because common sense and the way to run a government and business came to D.C., and D.C. could not handle it.
Correct. And look, look, whether you agree or disagree with President Trump's policies, everybody has to admit the man is the Energizer Bunny. I mean, that guy was working all the time. How other than his hard work and hard-headedness and, frankly, probably his tough personality, did we manage to get three different vaccines in within a year? Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. This has never been done before. As you say, four Middle East peace agreements. The entire ISIS caliphate had reached the size of two New Jerseys within 11 months of Trump coming into power. The entire caliphate had been erased. It went down the size of a sugar cube, and even the sugar cube melted away into the sands of Syria. And of course, we have three Supreme Court justices who just last week overturned Roe versus Wade, something that conservatives have wanted to see since 1973. Something like 180, 190 lower court justices appointed by Trump. I mean, the man was very effective, very energetic, did a lot of things, and even his opponents have got to say, look, maybe they didn't like what he did, but sure, he sure did a lot. And whereas you look at Biden, I can't think of any situation he's touched that's gotten any better. Every situation I think he's touched has gotten worse.
Exactly.
We've got these shortages. Never talked to the people from Abbott Labs for months. He didn't even know about the baby formula situation, which began in October. I don't think he didn't know about it until April. Now there's a tampon shortage. I suspect that nobody at the White House has gotten in on that until lately, if at all.
Well, that's identified with a gender they don't even know what is. So it doesn't
what
matter.
Is a woman, exactly.
Yeah,
I guess,
exactly.
Well, maybe they need to keep the tampon supply flowing for men who use tampons. I mean, at a minimum, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's a whole other commercial, too, by the way.
Yeah.
3 minutes left here, and I want to talk about something that, you know, I mean, you and I grew up in California, and the stuff that's coming out of there is just absolutely cuckoo. Yeah, I mean, it's out of the nest. I mean, it's such a mess, especially when it comes to the school system that you're reporting on. The government teachers are attacking the ideas of merit, individualism, and success through hard work. Huh, a new campaign here.
Precisely. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yep, I grew up in Los Angeles. I went to the LA. I was a student in the LA school system, public schools, K-12. And we were told, work hard, do your homework, come to school prepared, and you will succeed. We heard that in my 90% black elementary school. I heard that in my integrated junior high and high school. And we all believed that. And we all went on to succeed and do good things with our lives. Well, now they say if you believe in merit and meritocracy and hard work and hard work leading to success, these are white things. These are not black things. These are white things. So presumably if you're doing your hard work at school and coming to class prepared and participating, raising your hand, answering teachers' questions, well, you're being white. And if you're a black kid, you're acting white. That is disgusting. And in one instance, one of these workbooks or these manuals for teachers, they say that if somebody says, everyone, this is a microaggression coming up, so brace yourself. Everyone can succeed in this society if they work hard enough, and men and women have equal opportunities for achievement. People, the trainer in this critical race theory episode then says that people should push back and say, so you feel that everyone can succeed in this society if they work hard enough. Can you give me some examples? Okay, here's some examples. Louis Armstrong, the son of a prostitute, jazz pioneer, recording great, huge star of film and TV. Diana Ross, Motown soul star, actress, successful recording, art and concert artist, I believe Academy Award nominee, Oprah Winfrey, massive media and apparel and publishing, broadcasting entrepreneur, Neil deGrasse Tyson, black astrophysicist, popularizer of cosmology. Here's one. I don't know if you know this name, Barack Obama, law professor, legislator, 44th president of the United States. Okay, I just gave you some examples of black people, agree or disagree with them, who worked hard. Based on their merit, they succeeded enormously. Some of the most effective, popular, prosperous, powerful, and wealthy people in the United States of America who are black. So don't sit here and tell me, LAUSD, LA School District, that if you're black, you can't use your merit, your talent, your hard work, your potential to succeed beyond your wildest dreams, beyond your parents' wildest dreams, beyond your teacher's wildest dreams, if you apply yourself and succeed. And there's nothing white about that. That's called being a human being. That's called being someone lucky enough to be a human being born in the United States of America, black, white, or otherwise.
Roy Murdoch, he is the Manhattan-based Fox News contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, Roy, as always. Appreciate it. Take care.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announces his resignation.
I know that there will be many people who are relieved and perhaps quite a few who will also be disappointed. And I want you to know how sad I am to be giving up the best job in the world. But them's the breaks.
He faces accusations that he elevated a conservative member of parliament to a top job, even though he was aware of sexual misconduct allegations. New research shows those who practice intermittent fasting have reduced the risk of severe COVID-19 complications. When doctors analyzed conditions of COVID-19 patients who fasted and those who didn't, researchers say periodic fasting has shown improved cardiovascular health benefits. That improved condition helped patients avoid complications if they got sick. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez here, 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Adam Andrzejewski is going to be joining us from Open the Books in just a moment. But, hey, look at what we're looking at. Yes, there's problems in England with Boris Johnson stepping down. That's one point. But here, closer to home, you got the president's poll numbers in the tank. America is in a recession, waiting for the data to confirm what we already know. And meanwhile, Biden is straightening the deck chairs and claims, hey, no worries, all is great. Is that the way you're seeing it, Adam Andrzejewski?
Yeah, there was 40% turnover. 4 out of every 10 staffers over the course of the last 12 months fled the White House. They fled White House payroll. Bill, as you know, the White House payroll was the most expensive in American history. They had 560 staffers employed last year. No White House had ever employed more than 500. Biden had 560 of them.
Yeah.
220 of them left the administration over the past 12 months. That was 40% turnover. Can you imagine running your radio program with 40% turnover in your...
No, that's absurd. That's absurd. It's a waste of talent and manpower and hours and money invested that you would have people, you know, heading out the door like that. The experience in running businesses, that's a death. That's an absolute death nail. But, you know, for the government, they can get away with it. You know, everybody's been looking, as you know, Adam, for the past year at Kamala Kamala Harris. I mean, there's been a swinging door there in her operation. I think she's only had one person of a staff of 11 or 12 that remains. It's incredible. But to consider in the number, and this was this headline that you sent to me, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is a mess. And you're exactly right. 40% turnover. I mean, this is not the way to run a government.
Well, in terms of the office of vice president, that's a whole other story. So they claim that they're not subject to the Federal Freedom of Information Act law. That's the Sunshine Law. We requested their payroll via the FOIA process, Federal Freedom of Information Act request. They rejected it. They claim that they're not subject to FOIA. So we believe that there's anywhere between 23 and 27 staffers over there. Their staff is not included in White House payroll. If you were looking for it, it's not there. They claim they don't have to turn it over. They don't have to tell you, the American taxpayer who's paying for their staff, who's on staff, what the position titles are, what they do, or how much they make. They claim that they're exempt. So think about that. You know, heartbeat away from the presidency, and the least transparent elected official in the United States is the vice president.
Unbelievable. This is what the Democrats do. And politicians, we know, sadly, it's just the dance that they go through. If they can, slow walk and deflect, they will do so. But the Democrats are black belts in that. I mean, they're 10-degree black belts in deflection, aren't they?
Well, we're seeing it all across the Biden administration. I think there's a war on transparency. You've got the Federal Reserve. Incredibly, the Federal Reserve, and they're going to be in the news a lot because they're supposed to be fighting inflation, right? They're supposed to have one of their goals is full employment. So they're going to be in the news a lot. They've got 23,000 staffers. They only released 369 salaries to us.
Well, what is... See, this is what blows me away, and all you can do is just keep the pressure on, keep sending FOIA requests, and have your attorneys knocking on the door on behalf of we the people, right?
We got to sue. We got to sue the Federal Reserve. We have to sue the Biden administration. So in the 122 executive agencies, they employ approximately 1.4 million employees. Okay, 350,000 names were redacted on the most current release of the payroll. And the executive agencies.
Now, 350,000?
Yes. Disappeared, redacted, blanked out their names. To put that in perspective, during the last year of the Obama administration, no less, there was only 3,200 names blacked out. We thought that was outrageous. Now we're up to 350,000 on the latest Biden disclosure.
Unbelievable. Now, what is the recourse here, Adam? I mean, besides, continuing to push, I mean, is there any higher authority within the government to hold them accountable? Or is we just go to, we always run to our representatives, but they don't seem to have what it takes to get this information released. Where do we go?
So we have to sue them in federal court. So the Office of Personnel Management, a couple of years ago, they took a new look, a fresh look, after we mapped the entire executive agency payroll by zip code across the entire country. Mm-hmm. It was big news. We mapped the swamp that the President Donald Trump inherited.
Yes.
And then the Office of Personnel Management fought back. They changed their data release policy to redact now up to 350,000 names.
I mean, if that is an obvious obfuscation, but this is what they can do. Okay, catch me if you can, right?
That's right. So going back to the Biden White House payroll, I mean, all the big issues of the day. So here's what I like about the White House payroll bill. It's a leading indicator on everything that the administration wants to push.
Exactly.
So we see in the data that, for instance, if you don't like the way foreign policy or national security is being run out of this administration, they only have 8 employees dedicated to it. And I want to put that in perspective. They've got 14 press secretaries. They have 8 employees dedicated to national security. They have 11 employees dedicated to the climate and climate change. Again, 8 to national security. We got Ukraine, Afghanistan was a mess. They don't have enough firepower in the White House dedicated to the task. It's kind of like they're not even concerned about it.
Right. Exactly. And we're not even talking. We're not even talking the quality of the people in these positions. Just raw numbers tell you a lot right on its face, doesn't it?
That's right. Exactly. Just right off the top. They've got 19 people dedicated to COVID. Okay. So whether it's COVID or economics, they've got 20 people dedicated to the economy. And I'm glad they don't have any more because they've made a mess of the economy. The latest polling says that 3 out of every 4 Americans believe we're on the wrong economic track.
Yes.
So, you know, maybe it's a blessing they don't have more employees dedicated to the economy in this White House.
Yeah, you can't get much worse. And then in the general question of if the country's on the right or wrong track, that number goes up to 9 out of 10.
Wow. Yeah. I guess I was looking at April data. It's only gotten worse.
Yes, exactly.
There are 10 employees dedicated to infrastructure. Okay, so infrastructure is a laudable goal. That should be a bipartisan project. But I just want to point out, there's only 8 dedicated to national security.
Unbelievable, especially in light of where we are right now. Like you said, Ukraine, Russia, the threats of China, Afghanistan still lingering. We've got open borders. The Border Patrol constantly reports that we got another, you know, dozen former Taliban bad people coming across the border illegally. We were able to catch them, and we've got hundreds of thousands of gotaways that we know nothing about or where they're at. I mean, this is the insecurity that you have under the Biden administration. As you recall, Adam, it is the same feeling, the gut-wrenching feeling that we had to deal with under Obama-Biden. I mean, this,
that's right.
they are consistent, let's put it that way, aren't they?
Well, they really are. So Obama's EPA chief, Regina McCarthy, she is the climate czar for Biden. There are 11 employees dedicated to climate change in the White House. You know how many are dedicated to the border? 6. So they have almost 2 times as many White House employees dedicated to the climate they do the border, and there's millions of illegal entrants crossing our border.
Unbelievable. Like you said, it's quite clear what's most important to this administration, isn't it, by the number of people and the people's money that they're investing in some of these critical areas.
Exactly. And, you know, I mean, they're going to put lipstick on their policy pig with the 14 press hacks, press secretaries that are employed at the White House.
And of course, the new press secretary, bless her heart, I mean, it you cringe. Adam, I cringe every time she talks. I feel so sorry for her. I say, can somebody put her out of her misery? It's unbelievable. We've got more from Adam Andrzejewski after this. Stay with us.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't
put your head in the sand? Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, you ready for more of this stuff? Is your brain bruised enough? This is amazing. It's no wonder. It's no wonder this government is where it's at right now. $30 trillion and counting. And Joe Biden's idea of building back better, I don't know. It's very painful, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how much longer, how much more of this we can handle. I mean, we could only hope, maybe there's an amendment somewhere down the road that allows us to get rid of an incompetent president. Because this presidency, you know, for all that he said that he was going to do, he's done just the opposite. He said he was going to unite us. He disunited us. He said he was going to, bring jobs back, do all this stuff. I mean, you know, yes, the jobs are coming, but we're not, you know, he touts like he's a job creator. He isn't. He's not a job creator. These jobs are coming back by natural attrition and the fact that we're not locked down anymore and we're on the other side of COVID. But yet he wants to claim, you know, some kind of success. And we can't get it straight regarding the economy, whether the inflation is transitory. Now they don't say the T word anymore. Nope, they're not going to say that. Well, we're in a recession. Of course, everybody knows we're in a recession. And his economist, along with AOC, you know, the brilliant economist. I mean, Adam, who gave her a degree in economy? I mean, I'd be embarrassed if I was a university official and she had on her wall a degree from our institution in a category. When she talks about it, she has no idea of what the economy is and how it operates. But yet she's given an incredible amount of ink and presence in the marketplace and in politics.
Well, you know, it's an open question as to whether the American people are buying anything that she's selling. So we do know that in the administration, at the White House, that they do take PR very seriously. They take PR very seriously across the entire federal complex. There are nearly 4,000 public affairs officers employed in 122 executive agencies. So, for instance, you know, you know, don't worry, be happy with millions of illegal entrants coming across the border, because Homeland Security employs about 500 public affairs officers to tell you everything is going to be just fine. You know, and it goes on and on. You know, so like, for instance, Dr. Fauci's parent agency, the National Institutes of Health, they employ 86 public affairs officers. So why is Fauci doing all the media? The CDC and the FDA employ another 81 public affairs officers, right? So you've got press flack across the entire federal continuum there to tell you just how good things are.
Well, we're being propagandized at every turn. You're exactly right. But let's go back and revisit again and kind of summarize that, in the first segment, what we talked about in terms of just by looking at the budget of personnel and dollars that are invested in these certain areas, kind of like what you're bringing to mind here right now. But just reminding everybody once again what this is telling us about the Biden administration and what they see as most important. Forget about what they say. We're looking at their dollars. We're looking at how the assets are being invested.
Well, the thing I like about White House payroll is that it's a leading indicator of an administration, of a president's priorities. So, for example, like under Donald Trump campaigned on the signature promise to drain the swamp, and his White House payroll reflected that. He had only 374 White House staffers, which is 100 less than what Biden has right now. And that's after 220 staffers left Biden's payroll last year. So wow. Biden, on his first disclosure of payroll, had 190 staffers more than Trump right out of the blocks. He had 560. There's never been a White House payroll with more than 500 employees. Biden had a bloated White House payroll his first year of 560. He's down 86.
Who limits? Does anybody limit these numbers, or they can just? He's president of the United States. Doesn't matter. He can have 5,000 staffers if he wants. Does anybody
have a budget to Congress, right? I mean, Congress has to appropriate the dollars for his payroll. But by and large, it is this is under the purview of the president to build out his White House payroll and build out his staff. And so you have, you have 91. He doesn't call them czars anymore. I guess that he doesn't even like that term for public relations. But Biden employs 91 special assistants to the White House on specific topics. And these topics range from guns, where he has a dedicated staffer, to climate and even climate finance, homeland security, border policy, policy with Native Americans. I mean, he has 91 of these special assistants, euphemistically termed as czars. Trump didn't have any of that.
Wow.
So here's, I think, one of the biggest findings from the July 1st. You know, it's breaking on your show right now, Bill. Biden had turnover of nearly 40%. Nearly 4 out of every 10 employees on the White House staff in the past 12 months are not there any longer. They either left or were terminated. That's massive. That is massive turnover. 220 out of 560 employees that started the year are no longer there.
Do we know why?
Why? The White House is in chaos. I mean, when you're not winning, morale goes down, and you don't, rats flee a sinking ship.
Mm-hmm.
So
indicator there. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Exactly. So Biden has spent, over the course of his first 2 years, $15 million more than what Donald Trump spent. And that's even adjusted for inflation. So Biden spent over $100 million of our money on his White House payroll over the course of the last 2 years, and he can't even create a working environment where people want to stay. Only 6 out of 10 employees are still there.
Wow. That's incredible. And again, we know with turnover, introduces or at least comes a lot of waste, because now you've got to retrain people. Bring them in. You don't know. I mean, 220. That's a lot of information and manpower going out the door here. How do you recover?
It's really incredible. It's hard to get your hands around something like this. So the top paid employee, and this is again breaking news, is Francis Collins. Mm-hmm. making $300,000. So who's Francis Collins? It's the immediate former director of the National Institutes of Health. And he's now the science advisor in the White House to President Biden. So he wasn't making 300 grand over at NIH as the top dog. I think he was making 225, if memory serves. So he got a significant pay bump, about a 33% increase in pay, to go from the top dog at NIH over to a special advisor to the president on science. He's making 300 grand. We've never seen anything like this all the way back to 2009. At OpenTheBooks.com, we've got the White House payroll from 09 through 2022 for all the years of Biden, Trump, and Obama. We've never seen a White House staffer make more than $217,000, and Collins makes $300,000.
Boy, it seems like a little bit of a COVID bonus, right? Because Collins carried a lot of water for this administration.
He really did. And keep in mind, he's still receiving his hidden third-party paid royalties. We know from the data at OpenTheBooks.com and our federal lawsuit that Collins is still receiving royalties through the latest disclosure, but we don't know who's paying them and we don't know the amount. That's been redacted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to me, this is, again, one of those bogus things that this is a carve-out for these scientists that have taken full advantage of the people. Here they're paid a salary. All their liability, everything is covered. They use government-supplied materials. And, and then if they get a patent, they're allowed to patent under their own name and get royalties after the fact. There's no other employee on the planet, on any other company on the planet, that gets that kind of deal, but only in the government. This is amazing.
It is. And when Collins leaves federal employment, he'll be able to keep his royalties. And even when he passes away, his royalties will continue to be paid into his estate. Here's another piece of information that we were able to glean from the Biden White House payroll. It's a heavy female staff. So there's 271 female staffers. There's 200 male staffers. And Bill, there are three staffers that are gender ambiguous. We could not verify whether they were male or female.
Oh, Lord. Uh-huh. Okay. I'm surprised it's that low. Now that you put that number out there, you know that number is going to increase.
The other fact that we were able to identify is that, and we've done solid research on this over the years, like most presidents, Joe Biden doesn't donate his $400,000 salary. Under President Trump, he was the first president to donate his entire salary since John F. Kennedy. So Trump was donating his pre-tax quarterly salary back to government agencies. Kennedy did the same thing, and Trump was the first since John F. Kennedy to do that. And we tied all that out. We empirically proved that Trump did that in an article in my then column at Forbes.
Yeah, and when we looked at Biden's past income tax returns, he's not very generous. When it comes to donations to the church or anything like that, I think the last one I saw, he was down to like about 3%. I mean, even Obama had was very generous in donations. I think he donated somewhere between 18-19% of his salary.
And the first lady, Jill Biden, has eight staffers dedicated to her. Melania Trump at the same time had five. Michelle Obama had 24.
Because she had a posse. She needed to have all the girls with her.
She did.
No matter where she traveled.
Schedulers, advisors, social secretaries, and other helpers.
But right there, that's a lot to reveal. Adam Mangieski, he's opening the books for us, ladies and gentlemen.
Prepared for
Thank
more
you,
severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.